www.blogtalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition, launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And guard.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free. The toll-free line brought to you by SACL CAI. Again, our website is freetalklive.com, so get interactive with us there. By the way, it is the last Saturday of 2007. That proves that we're actually here live. I think some people is out there thinking, oh, everybody's pre-recorded this week. Not us. We're here with you because you're there listening. That's why. So don't forget to, again, get on the phone, bring up anything. In fact, speaking of phone calls, we go right to them, talk to Tom in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gard.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great, good, Tom. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask a question about our favorite candidate, Ron Paul.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I was on the internet today, and I didn't have time to look into this too thoroughly, but I saw a headline that said something about Ron Paul opposes evolution. I was wondering if you know anything about that.
I've heard something. I haven't really looked into it necessarily, but I know the guy's a Baptist, so, I mean, it makes sense, right?
It does make sense, and what I wonder is if, you know, perhaps he's abusing pomp and circumstance just to get Mark to take off his shirt.
You know, it's a fine question. I'm not sure how to address it, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. They always get me with that. I don't know where to go with that one.
That's okay. Yeah. Someday Mark will take off his shirt.
He will. They almost had him, by the way. There was a point at which those who are in favor of Mark removing his shirt had gotten together and they'd said, what we want to do is raise money for Ron Paul's campaign. If we raise $1,000, will you take off your shirt? He said yes. They got the $1,000 in pledges, but the actual money never came all the way through. I think they got like to 700 something and it capped off. So it would have happened. I mean, it could have, then they would have had to figure something else out.
For a good cause.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with the Ron Paul thing and the evolution, seems to be a non-issue to me because Ron Paul, he doesn't believe in state education. He doesn't think the government should be in charge of education. Now, of course, his position as a presidential candidate is we need to get the federal government out of education and leave it to the states.
Right.
Just because he's saying that doesn't mean he believes the state government should do it either.
Right.
That's just his position as a presidential candidate.
He would uphold the Constitution. The Constitution allows for the states not to do education if they want to based on their own Constitution.
And I think that he understands as a relatively free market kind of guy that it would be an awful idea to have even the state governments doing education. So if the government isn't involved in education, then it doesn't matter what religion or what belief systems the politicians have because they can't use the state system to impose it on everybody else. I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in the Jesus story or any of that stuff. But at the same time, you know, is evolution a fact? I don't know. Yeah. I don't care. All I know is I'm here now. I'm sucking air right now, and I'm going to enjoy my life. That's what I'm concerned with, not how we got here.
That's an awesome attitude.
So let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Larry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, Mark and Ann?
Mark's not here, but Gardner Goldsmith is with us.
Hey, but I'll take my shirt off anytime.
All right, I'll do that. But let me tell you this. All the conversation that we're having this evening, the one thing that we have, which this system is based on, is one vote. If we don't have the sense enough to get ourselves collectively together, especially where Congress is concerned, every 2 years, that's why they only let them have 2 years. If we don't organize our local people enough to get our vote together and get people to vote the right way, then we deserve whatever we get, and there's no use in complaining, because once you let those devils in there, they can have their own agenda, they can do anything they want to do to you, and you're not going to be able to do anything. In Indianapolis, we had a mayor that was racketeering, doing everything dirty and deceitful he could. We got together, we voted him out.
And now you've got another one.
But this is a man that is just new to politics, and we feel like
it won't take him long, Larry. It won't take him long.
Well, at least he won't have his system set up after 8 years.
Yeah,
okay. We're going to vote the governor out, too. So our vote, one vote, is what we have, and everybody's equal in that aspect. So we need to stop bellyaching and organize the vote.
I think that that's a great thing to say, and I think that it's important, and I don't think people should ignore their vote. I think there are some people out there that say that voting's immoral and it's wrong to participate in the system because you're giving it, you know, you're helping perpetuate its aura of legitimacy.
Yeah.
I used to think that too, and I'm, you know, I'm 51 years old, and I voted for the first time, and
wow.
It was so pleasurable and so easy to do.
Right.
But if you do not vote, that is what this system is based on. I don't care how you feel about it. You have to vote, and that's with
the I'm
system.
With you, Larry. I'm absolutely with you.
Under when you vote.
Thank you for the call tonight, sir. I'm totally
yeah.
in agreement
and,
there.
And, Larry, you're talking to two guys who don't believe in the philosophical efficacy of government in any way whatsoever. It's
right.
not supportable, but... given the system in which we have to live, it's in our benefit to try to vote and try to change it. And of course, you're up against a real stacked deck, and I really like his attitude. That
yeah.
energy is just awesome. Because, Ian, as you know, when you're a person who's sort of attuned to these sorts of problems and see this every day with government, you can become very discouraged. It
sure.
takes a guy like Ron Paul and, yeah, meeting friends like you guys and having places like this, like Free Talk Live, where people can come and get together like this. That really offers you an opportunity to get re-energized so you don't lose that enthusiasm.
Being around like-minded individuals is absolutely critical, and doing what Larry suggested is important, though I want to point out that I don't think that's where it should end. I don't think that, yes, you do have one vote, and you should use it to vote against somebody who's just an awful... I mean, if it's two evils, I'm not going to vote. For, you know, two evils, I don't care if he's just a little bit lesser. I will vote. I will only spend my vote on somebody who I actually agree with on a significant chunk of issues.
I feel the same, yeah.
So it's important to do that, but at the same time, it's also important to think of other opportunities and other ways that we can work maybe outside of the system to resist and to refuse and to dissent, because it's more than just voting. It's like you said, it's getting together. And once you start getting together with like-minded people, then the ideas start flowing, and people come up with other more original ideas than, oh, well, let's just get together and vote, because then you can only really affect change every 2 or 4 years.
Absolutely right.
And then you're usually only swapping one politician for a less... desirable one.
And really,
the
more you can work outside the box, the more you can affect and bring positive change inside the box, because you're giving good examples to people.
Right.
If they don't see these things, they won't know the alternatives are viable. So you've got to try to push in those other ways, in those outside the government ways, and passive, some sort of resistance that it's almost like a martial arts. You know, you use the pressure of the government to come around and do something else. It's sort of
jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, it's jiu-jitsu. I like that, yeah.
So there's that, and you don't have to put your house on the line, and you don't have to go, because that's a major issue with people. I mean, we had Tim calling in a little while ago, concerned that the cops were going to raid his friend's house, and he was going to go down because he was living in the same house as his friend who smokes marijuana. People are so frightened to take a stand against this tyrannical government that we have. You don't have to put it all on the line at once. You can take a little risk here. You can operate outside of the system. Do it under the cover of darkness. You know, don't stick your head above the water if you're not ready to do that yet. There's ways for you to help out behind the scenes without necessarily putting yourself at risk. And you can find those ways. And if you get together with more liberty-minded people, whether it be through the local Ron Paul meetup groups, whether it be through Libertarian Party get-togethers, whatever your opportunities are in your area, that's the way things are going to happen, because it's more than just voting. It's getting out. It's getting on the radio shows. It's starting your own newspaper. It's writing letters to the editor. There's all kinds of different things. Creating a website, a blog. There's so many different ways for us to get active these days that we didn't have 20 or 30 years ago necessarily.
You know, man, I got to tell you, I remember one time I was at a stoplight in the city of Manchester, and my show was between its incarnations from one station into another. And, you know, sometimes when you're driving around, you see somebody pull up, and if you, you know, listen to some intense music or something like that, you might sort of make a confrontational face at the other person in the car. You just sort of look at them askew or something like that. But, instead of doing that, I looked over at this guy, sort of nodded, you know, sort of said hello. And he was one lane over from me on the right, and there's a lane open between us. So the light is turning yellow on the intersecting lane. And this guy is pointing at me saying, you know, roll down your window.
Right.
And I thought, gee, is there something wrong with my car? What's going on?
Sure.
So I rolled down my window, and he goes, are you Gardner Goldsmith? And I said, yeah. And he goes, God bless you, man. thanks for what you do. And I was like, all right, now there's a guy, and there, we never met.
Right.
And it's that kind of sort of deep connection you
yeah.
can make.
Yeah. You never know who you're going to touch.
Yeah.
You never know who the next person is going to be that gets turned on by the message of freedom. So it's so important to get out there and spread that as much as possible. That way more people can go and vote out the bad guys. More on the way, or vote to destroy the system, which
yeah,
is even better.
Yes.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to ronpaulaircorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the ronpaulaircorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to ronpaulaircorps.com and make a contribution. That's ronpaulaircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. ronpaulaircorps.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why did you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And a very happy guard to be here with him.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, Shrine of Female listeners included. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about at shrine.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's for SACL CAI. That's 1-800-544-6359. 544-6359. We continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Guard.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The first of two things, I wanted to share some joy in making some slight headway with some non-liberty-minded individuals.
Oh, do tell. Always good to hear success stories.
Well, you know how there's kind of a hierarchy of, you know, things you can and can't talk about with a, you know, a person that's new to, you know, liberty ideations, you know. And
yeah. Right, yeah, like, probably not a good idea to jump straight to the free market. Probably not the best of ideas.
Exactly. So, you know, they were asking me a lot of questions, like, well, what about this, what about that? It's like, well, you're not really ready for that, you know, because I just want to explain to you the basic premise of force, you know,
yes,
and using my money to do it. And, you know, they're asking a lot of the typical questions like, well, what about Medicare? What about Medicaid?
What about the roads?
Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
They actually didn't ask about the roads. I was surprised. But,
give them time.
You know, the Medicare, well, don't you care about people that, you know, I said, well, I do, but I don't want my money being taken from me. And one girl that I was talking to, an old college friend of mine, you know, was able to, even though she's still grasping to the, you know, the liberal ideology that she has, she was able to look at especially drugs and say how she was explaining to the other girl there, who's very conservative, actually, mm-hmm, how all of these drug programs are, you know, so counterproductive and, you know, why they should be stopped and everything. And I was like, yeah, you go, you know, because that's, you know, that's another good point when you talk about liberty, is that's just going to happen anyway. There's going to be bad people anyway, you know, and I don't want them, you know, controlling my life. So
yeah,
it's just really cool to be able to do that, you know. And I take every opportunity I can, you know, like, you know, I hadn't seen these people in months, and it's like, hey, how you doing? How was Christmas? And oh, speaking of which, you know, you ever stopped and thought that the government's forcing themselves on us? You know, so
you mentioned the hierarchy of things that you can get into and other things that need to wait, and I think picking those little things, I think most people who believe in the freedom philosophy know that if they come out full bore talking about a complete free market laissez-faire society, that
crackpot,
it seems so,
whatever.
Yeah, you know, private police forces, that sort of thing, it seems so alien to people that they can't really approach it.
Exactly.
But if you can tell them about some of the inefficiencies that are caused by things.
And it usually helps when they bring something up.
Yeah.
When sort of lead into it by griping about, well, I had to pay the taxes when I went out of shopping today. Or, you know, oh, that meal tax is so awful. Or, you know, oh, I had this awful experience at the VA. Whatever it is, or the DMV. You know, there's always going to be a chance when someone's had a bad experience with the government. Because it seems like the younger someone is as well, the less they've dealt with the government, so the less likely they are to be responsive, even though younger people at the same time also appreciate freedom in a variety of areas. So what you should do is listen carefully to what someone says, and if you see an opening, then use that as the opportunity to bring up how this could be done better if we didn't have the government involved.
Yeah, it is a very careful game that you have to play, finding those holes and
right,
and milking them for everything they're worth. Because
right, but and you also have to plant seeds, too. You can't puke
exactly
all over them. You know, you can't start just spewing liberty all over them, because they'll be overwhelmed. They won't be able to process it all at once. You bring up, when they bring something up, you make a few points. You say, well, this is how it could be done better if we didn't have the government involved. And leave it there. And then, you know, step away, and then maybe later they'll ask you another question about, well, hey, how would it work if, boom, and there's your next opening.
Yeah, that's actually happened to me, yeah.
You know, it's how you leave them, you know, leave them with that, because they'll take that home and that'll give them something to, to ponder over.
Exactly. Yeah, they've got to chew on it. They've got to sit. They've got to think. They've got to you know, be alone with their thoughts for a while, and then they'll hopefully come in your direction. Bill, thanks for the call tonight. Good story. 800-259-9231. We go to the AMP line to talk to David in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gard.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I wanted to call in with a correction. Ron Paul, I don't think, is a Baptist.
Based on what information?
I'm on Wikipedia.
Me too, and it says he's a Baptist.
Really? Because I see his five children were baptized Episcopalian, and then he has two brothers that were are Lutheran ministers.
Right, his brother's a Lutheran minister, but if you look on the right-hand column in Wikipedia, it's got, you know, born, political party, spouse, children, profession, religion, Baptist. And there is a citation there, so that's...
Okay.
There you go. Anything else on your mind tonight?
You know, with his brothers being Lutheran, I was wondering. I was raised Missouri Lutheran, actually. Which
okay.
Is, farthest away from Catholic as you can get.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds, I don't know much about Lutheran, but if it's anything to do with Martin Luther, it must be pretty Protestant. So.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Lutherans, like, they're going to be rejoining the Catholic Church shortly.
What?
At least that's what their plans are. And maybe I'm reaching a little far here with Dr. Paul. But I'm wondering, because he is such a principled guy, maybe that's why he's not Lutheran anymore. Now a Baptist, I guess.
I wouldn't know what the differences are, so I can't really comment on
yeah.
that. What do you mean? What is that?
Just an observation and a possible, possibly, that's why he's not Lutheran.
Are you saying Baptists are more principled than Lutherans? What are you getting at?
No, Lutheran Church is moving back towards the Catholic Church, you know, after the Reformation and all that. Now that they're moving back to the Catholics, and as far as I can tell from, you know, I've attended Catholic services, and knowing, you know, the whole hierarchy and all that, it seems to be more about political than religious.
Mm.
So when the Lutherans are moving back, it was kind of disheartening for me as a Missouri Lutheran. Now, Missouri Lutheran will never move with the Catholics ever. That's just not a possibility, because they are more principled.
Principled about what?
The whole... Well, you know, I don't want to get into the whole theology thing.
Well, you can give me the executive summary, yeah, because I'm just curious. What does that mean to be principled in a religious basis?
Okay. Basically, Catholics believe kind of opposite of what Lutherans believe. Lutherans believe that, you know, Jesus Christ was sent, you know, for your sins and all that. You don't have to pray to anybody else but Jesus Christ.
Okay. Right.
Catholics like to pray to, you know, saints and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They go through, they have a step in between, like the Pope. They have a step in between you and your God.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole point of Jesus Christ coming to earth. Now, I'm agnostic now, so.
So you're saying it's more principled to not have the middleman?
Right.
Okay, I gotcha. See, that wasn't too hard to explain. I got it, Gardner. Did you get that?
Yeah,
okay.
I got that. Yeah,
there you
I'm
go.
With you.
David, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Speaking of religions, I said we were going to talk about the Amish, and I still want to. I love the Amish.
Amish
I really
paradise,
do.
Man.
I've known some of them. There was a large community of Amish down and Mennonites down in Sarasota,
in Florida,
where I used to live.
Really?
And they're just the nicest people. And now in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, they're being accused of ignoring state building codes. How dare they?
Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen, and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?"
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places. We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715, and ask for Packet B."
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free on this live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garth.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Barry Cooper wants you to never get busted. Jim Lark was chairman of the Libertarian Party. Ethan Nadelman is the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance. Peter Crist is a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. Congressman Ron Paul has called for an end to federal drug raids. They all want to end the war on drugs. They will all be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use code 2008FTL, that's 2008FTL, to save 10%. Coming up, be there.
We will, and it's going to be a blast. I'm sure it's very close to being sold out, so looking forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum. That's this weekend, Gardner. Oh, my
God. It's going to be fantastic.
All right.
I just can't wait. I've been looking forward to this so long.
We've got to go to the phone calls here. They're loaded up. Ladies first, let's talk to Janet, listening in Keene, New Hampshire on WKBK. Hey, Janet. Janet? Keene?
Hello?
Hi. What's on your mind tonight? It's Shannon?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Sometimes the board ops, they mess things up. Anyway, Shannon, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that using Wikipedia as a source really isn't all that reliable, considering that it's completely run by random people.
Well, that's why you mentioned...
sign up on the website, you can
Well, that's true.
You want to on there. So
you can edit the Wikipedia to your heart's content. That right. much is true. However, they do have citations here, and you can check the link that it was cited by. And I've heard elsewhere that Ron Paul is a Baptist anyway. But and you weren't necessarily counteracting that, but you were simply saying to be wary of what you see on Wikipedia. And it's absolutely
good
a
point.
Good suggestion because you know there is no authority over Wikipedia beyond people that are just sort of tending to their favorite pages. So I appreciate you suggesting that.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
Not really, no.
Shannon, good hearing from you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We continue and talk to Ryan, listening in Utah. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn & Guard.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you, Ian, on your recording of the Market for Liberty. It's awesome.
Good.
Oh, thank you. It gives me an excuse to bring it up tonight because I talked about it Wednesday, but obviously we got a lot of stations on board listening tonight that aren't normally here with us during the week. If you are interested, I have put an audio book online. I've recorded it myself and put it online completely free. It's a brilliant book. It's called The Market for Liberty. What do you like about it, Ryan? What specifically are you enjoying?
Well, you know, I for a long time I've been a supporter of minarchism, and I every once in a while
slow down. What's that mean, minarchism?
Well, it just means I'm fighting for smaller government. You know, get rid of the IRS and bring back down the scope of government in general. You know,
right? Small government, right.
So they steal less of my money. But you know, when I start reading some of things like The Market for Liberty and other things, you know it. It's just a very good thought experiment for me to, you know, wonder, well, maybe if we got to that level of minarchy, maybe we could, you know, it'd just be a logical step to get to the complete abolition of government altogether.
Yeah, and a total free market.
That's what's so great about it is with a book like this that Ian has done for The Market for Liberty, taking what the Tannehills has put together. It does. It allows you these thought experiments to say, well, look, where can I push the boundaries of government away in this area? How can I? Well,
right.
Maybe it's more efficient in this area. And then you begin to start to form a really, really consistent thought process where you say, you know what? I've seen examples of how this can work. I read about this, and theoretically, this could definitely work. I agree with this. It's really nice, and it makes for such comfortable thinking, process.
And the way the Tannehill's in the book, again, The Market for Liberty, if you want to grab your own copy of it for free, go to book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. They're in a medium and high-quality version, both completely free. But the way they lay it out, it's so easy to understand. I mean, it's not a hard book to get through, is it?
It's not, and there's actually just one point I wanted to bring up with it. There's actually only one part so far. I haven't gone all the way through it yet,
right.
but one part that I am struggling a little bit with is one phrase that's in chapter 2, and it says, "The opposite of self-interest is sacrifice, which is always wrong because it's destructive of human life." I've just been trying to run this one through my head, and I know this is kind of bordering on some of the thoughts of Ayn Rand, which I haven't really read. But I'm just wondering, you know, maybe if I go traveling and I go to a restaurant that I'm never going to frequent again, you know, I'm supposed to tip the waitress. But, you know, maybe that's not in my self-interest. I'm never going to see this person again. It's not in my self-interest, so am I not supposed to tip this person?
That's sort of like the prisoner's dilemma that's often discussed in economic theory. I don't happen to believe that the prisoner's dilemma really applies to free market economics, as some economists think, because what you find is that these sorts of practices, these rituals in which we engage in the free market, arise spontaneously because we find that it helps the system generally. So you probably will leave a tip because maybe you don't even think it out, but if you thought it out enough, you'd say, you know, if enough people didn't leave tips,
it'd be mandatory.
Then the prices would go up with the food and we wouldn't have a real service-based response for the guys coming out to do a really good job. They'd just be getting paid flat out. They wouldn't have that incentive. So you know
right.
that there's an incentive.
Plus
in
bad karma.
Yeah, well, of course, yes. Coming from the atheist over here, but good point, man. But, you know, I think in those instances, where you come up with those questions, you can usually get around them by saying most of these things in the free market have arisen because of spontaneously people realize that we want to provide incentives for good work. So as long as you always hold that carrot out, it's a good thing. So I think people don't even think about it in some cases now. But you know, you mentioned something else, which is that statement that reminded you a little bit of Ayn Rand. And that is an interesting one where some people do sort of debate whether or not doing something that is altruistic is constructive or destructive, whether it is beneficial or not. And I think it just depends on whether or not you believe in a certain definition of altruism or if you believe that people get a certain satisfaction out of doing something that is charitable. There are two different things in my book.
Yeah, no, certainly I don't listen to some preacher and say you need to donate here and I donate there, but you know, maybe if I am walking into Walmart and I see the Salvation Army bucket there, if I drop a few cents in there, I don't really see that as being destructive to life.
No, I don't think that's what they were talking about. In fact, the Tannehills very clearly support private charity and alternative solutions to helping people as opposed to governmental solutions. When they're talking about sacrifice, I believe they're literally referring to you giving up some value in order to... you don't gain anything in return. Like, a sacrifice is where you gain nothing at all. Whereas when you're giving something to the Salvation Army, you aren't sacrificing, you're giving, and you're in getting in return a good feeling in, you know, in your mind or your heart or wherever you feel it.
Yeah.
And it's something, it's a little intangible, but there's still something there. Whereas if you, for instance, were to kill yourself for the Salvation Army, then, you know, they aren't going to benefit from that in any way, and you aren't going to benefit, maybe you're going to make a spectacle and get a little news coverage, but then you've lost your life and you have no chance to create value on into the future. I think they're talking about, like, real sacrifice, not giving to others, and I think there's a difference there.
And, you know, it makes me think, I think Ian hits it perfectly. He phrases it very, very well in very simple terms. That's exactly what it comes down to, is you get this satisfaction. It's an intangible thing. But I wonder how Ayn Rand would have felt about a movie like It's a Wonderful Life, because all the good things that the main character did for all those other people ended up coming back to him when he was in his most dire point of need. Now, he did those things out of the charity of his heart. I think you're right, Ian. The sacrifice concept is when you're not getting anything in return.
Exactly. Ryan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Once again, the book is available for download at book.freekeen.com. More Free Talk Live coming up. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter what you're buying, even used items. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. And once again, to mention the book, it's The Market for Liberty. It's a free audiobook, great book, getting great reviews so far, and it's the way I figured. I read this book on my own a year ago, and I said, this has to get out. It's a book from 1970, so if it hadn't been recorded in audio form, only a few people would have ever been able to get their hands on it, just because they would probably never heard about it or never bothered to go through the process of picking it up or paying for it.
Right.
In this case, you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go through any effort. You just go to book.freekeen.com, click, and download. And it's completely free, and it really is a paradigm-shifting book. It's a book that's really going to encourage you to ask some questions about your belief system when it comes to government and when it comes to the free market. Highly recommend it, and it's free. And it's about 6 hours, so not too bad.
It's going to up the stakes for anybody trying to debate you.
Right, and to jump back real quick into the topic about sacrifice. I think what the Tannehills were pointing out when they were discussing sacrifice and how when you sacrifice, it just destroys more value. You don't actually get any value out of sacrificing. What they're pointing out is that they're trying to counteract some of the propaganda that you get in government schools and Hollywood movies and that sort of thing, that there's some sort of honor in sacrifice necessarily. I could see perhaps in a like a life or death situation where if you loved somebody so much you sacrificed your life so they could continue living. Certainly, that's more like the Hollywood version of sacrifice. And in that case, I could certainly see there being some honor there. But you haven't increased anybody's value share by doing that.
So maybe in this case, what you're looking at is a dissatisfying compromise in your interpersonal relationships and affairs.
Something you wouldn't normally go doing, but you've been sort of programmed by society to believe that there's some benefit to sacrifice, when in fact
you just lose. Mm-hmm. If someone has already lost something, you don't get that back by sacrificing something else of yours in response to it. And I don't have anything tangible, more tangible to give you, but I just wanted to talk more about the concept. So 800-259-9231, we go to the phones and talk to Puke in New Hampshire, listening on WKBK. Puke on the amp line. Hello there.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just received an email from the Liberty Card folks.
Yeah.
And I thought I would share the news, since I'm sure most people haven't heard about it. But apparently, there is going to be a Fox News debate January 6th.
Mm.
And apparently, they've decided to leave out Ron Paul.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
There's a you can find out from the New Hampshire State Republican Party, and there's an Associated Press report about it. And if you want to contact the Fox News folks, Downsize DC, with their, you know, easy-to-use email thingy, you can just send a message to downsizedc.org.
Yes.
Right to Fox News and let them know your displeasure at, you know, a major news station just leaving out of the debate.
Right. Fair and balanced. They're real fair and balanced. They're letting, Gardner, they're letting the candidates into the debate that have less polling numbers than Ron Paul, and they're excluding Ron Paul from the debate.
You can see from my face, I'm just totally stunned by this.
Right, I mean, you can't say that he's, I mean, it's just so absurd to suggest that he's not a contender or anything when you're letting in someone like Fred Thompson or any of the other guys.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't know why they always give Fred Thompson so much airtime. I guess it's just because he's an actor,
but he hasn't
done anything, and nobody really seems to care about him.
Well, you know why? It's because he looks like the Weevils from Torchwood. That's why. I keep telling people, Google image Weevil Torchwood and Google image Fred Thompson. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to laugh at him. That's unbelievable.
How blatant can they get?
That is,
you know,
so incredible. I mean, that's such a perfect example of the whole Hannityization, the Hannity approach to trying to exclude Ron Paul because they don't like him. And, of course, it's just going to lead people to become... What's that?
The memory hole from 1984. They're just shoving information out the window.
Why would they do that when Paul is polling oftentimes higher than people like Fred Thompson?
He wins Fox News' own phone polls after their debates.
Why would they? I just cannot understand that rationale. That's unbelievable. You know, occasionally on my show we get Carl Cameron to come on. And if we get him on one more time before the primaries, I've got to ask him about this, and I hope people will put pressure on Fox.
Yeah, they should put pressure on, and again, downsizedc.org has a brilliant system that will make it easy for you to do that. So again, go there and take care of it at downsizedc.org.
One thing I am glad about, though, is that if they do continue and actually exclude him, it is going to be in New Hampshire, and I know there will probably be a huge amount of Ron Paul supporters at the campus, you know, essentially protesting it.
And you know what?
Hopefully there will be exposure.
If they don't change things, I actually have the fax numbers for the O'Reilly Factor and Hannity and Combs. And I think Geraldo at large.
Maybe we start sending black pages.
Yeah, maybe we do some of those fax rolls, the eternal faxes. Who knows?
Right. Very good, Puke. Thanks for the alert. Once again, downsizedc.org can get people involved to help out with that one. We got to continue with the phone calls here. Vince in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gard. Vince, short on time, my friend. What's on your mind tonight? Going once, going twice.
Hey, Vince.
Oh, okay. Hello, how are you?
Short on time, sir. What's on your mind?
You know, the Indianapolis Star had a little headline today because there was an Indiana policeman stopped a school principal from a Christmas party for drunken, looked like, you know, impaired or drunken driving.
Uh-huh.
Didn't arrest him, didn't charge him. He even made a call to a friend on the Fishers Police Force, and they drove him home.
Sweet deal. It's good to be connected to the bureaucracy or the principal drive home drunk and get an escort from the police instead of go to the police station like the rest of us would in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Talk about privilege. Vince, thanks, dude. We appreciate it. Out of time, 800-259-9231. Got to make time for Craig in Texas. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
Hey, Craig. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on one thing. I noticed you were talking about objectivism earlier, and I want to say I've listened to you now pretty much regularly for about a year, Ian, and I want to put something in your head. I think you are an objectivist. And I just think you really don't understand the philosophy.
Yeah, I don't know anything about objectivism. I mean, what is it? Go ahead.
Well,
give it to us.
Briefly, it's a philosophy of reality. It means that the universe and everything around us is real, that we learn about the universe through our senses, that all knowledge comes, you know, through our senses, that individually we are individuals, we have a specific nature, that we act within our nature, which is why using force is wrong, because you're contradicting someone when they try to...
Okay, now stop right there, because we had somebody on the show who claimed to be an objectivist. His name's Terry Goodkind. He's an author, and he is a warmonger. So how is it one could be, if by your definition, you're saying you can't be in favor of using force, but yet there are objectivists out there that are absolutely in favor of it. Are they just not adhering to the philosophy correctly?
I would say about half of the objectivists on the objectivist forums do not want to be in Iraq. But Terry Goodkind, he believed that they were attacking us, that we were acting in self-defense, that if we hadn't gone over there, they would have continued to attack us
But even so, he's accepting the premise that having a military is acceptable, and it's not, because you have to be forced to pay for it. So the force isn't necessarily, the issue isn't necessarily initiating force on Iraq, though that is an issue. The issue is initiating force on the American people to get them to support a military that's going around the world initiating force. So
I agree with you on this, but don't you believe that a nation, our people, have a right to self-defense if they are attacked, to raise an army and to try to...
Well, there's no collective rights. Only individuals have rights. So if they want to defend themselves.
Right, so you wouldn't support an army in any case? You wouldn't...
If you had a private police force army or something that people voluntarily paid into, then we would probably both find that supportable.
Yeah.
I think that that's where some of the objectivists and the pure laissez-faire people would split their ways, perhaps.
Right. So I have never really heard anything that I really get turned on by when we've talked to, you know, people like Terry Goodkind. I don't want to be associated with people like that, so I would never label myself in that way. A free marketeer says what I am and makes it very, very clear. I don't want any government in my life. I don't want anything to have government anything to do with me, and that's what my philosophy is all about.
Okay, then I'm wrong. I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize that. You would not support self-defense through an
army. No, I'm all for self-defense.
Yeah, I think
so.
But
I'm for voluntary methods of paying for it, not through coercive methods, which is what the state is.
And perhaps we should get a little bit of clarity from a person who can address this a little bit better from the objectivist standpoint. As far as you personally, or perhaps information you could give us about the objectivist philosophy, do you think that there is a supportable rationale for forcing someone to have to pay for his police defense force?
There is in certain cases. If only if you believe that freedom and liberty and the philosophy of freedom comes from egoism. If you believe that you're right.
Too much for the last 30 seconds, my friend. You should call back on Monday night. But thank you for the time and the call. And Gardner, thanks for being here tonight,
thanks,
as always, sir. We will be back Monday, I believe, with a live internet only edition of the show, online only at freetalklive.com. We'll see you next week.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.